This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Jeff Phelps here. Dan Menigan in for Baskin today. Andy is, we'll explain Andy's absence when we're joined by Daryl. We did earlier, but you're gonna enjoy this because we'll all explain it now. Andy being inducted into the Cleveland Heights High School Hall of Fame, which he's mentioned, 73 times?
Minimum.
Yeah. We have a microphone there for Andy's acceptance speech. You're going to hear that coming up in a little bit. It's going to be great.
It is. I've seen the rough draft of the speech. It's gorgeous.
Did you help him write it?
No. Mm-hmm. He took all of my notes and lit them on fire.
Before we get into the Browns and Raiders, I want a pair of tickets to see the Cavaliers take on the Bulls. Those would be the Bulls of Chicago. It's Tuesday, October 8th, 7 o'clock, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Just enter the word FAN, F-A-N, F-A-N, FAN, by the end of our show at 92.3thefan.com to get registered to win. It's all from the Cleveland Cavaliers and Sports Radio 92.3thefan, FAN at 92.3thefan.com by the end of our show to win those
tickets. And when the pressure's on and the game is almost through, the Cavs will make it happen and rally 2x2.
It's Chris Rose, isn't it?
It was so good when he did that.
Beautiful.
It was perfect.
That was nice. You have two teams that desperately need a win this week going at it. It's a 4:25 start, I believe it is.
That is correct.
Yep, 4:25 on Sunday in Las Vegas. The Browns have been inept on offense so far. They've played three games and haven't scored more than 18 points in a game. And they're 1-2. Somehow you won a game scoring only 18 points because Jacksonville really stunk. So you haven't scored more than 18 points in a game. You're the Cleveland Browns, and you are 25th in the NFL at 16.7 points per game.
I laugh at your comment involving Jacksonville because I don't remember the last time I have ever seen a team with playoff hope the way that Jacksonville have look like 1-2-3 Cancun as much as that team does right now.
That team looks terrible. That team looks terrible. But the Browns haven't looked a whole lot better on offense. It's not been good. Get a load of these numbers. Total yards per game. Browns are 31st in the National Football League. They're second to last at 248 yards per game. I'd like to say maybe one thing is good, one thing's not. I don't know. Rushing, they're 24th in the league. And passing, they're 30th in the NFL right now. A lot of that is due to the sacks eating up some of that yardage. But they're 30th in the NFL at 152.3 yards per game. So the Browns desperately need a win, and their losses to Dallas, that was just a terrible performance to open the season. Then you come back, and you think you're getting it all together against Jacksonville, Dano. You get that win. And then it's just a real disappointing loss against the Giants. You should have won that game. You didn't win that game. The Giants aren't very good.
No.
And you lost that game at home. That was the Dallas game. Got it. Okay. Jacksonville, fine. But the Giants game is the one that just like, wait a minute, where's this? What's going on here?
It really just mapped out how poorly this offense is functioning. And like, look, I know we are all in the midst of doing a whole lot of finger pointing right now.
Yeah.
And everyone you want to point a finger at right now is probably at fault. And so you could probably point a finger at all 11 guys on the field. You could point a finger at all, I don't know, however many people are in the coaching staff. They're all at fault. Like, it's everybody as a collective unit is at fault. You could say it's the play calling. The Browns have rushed the ball 33.33%. That is 30th in the league. They have passed the ball 66.67%. That's third in football.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
As we talked about earlier in the week, I think we started Monday with this, is just that you don't pass it well, so why are you passing it so much? It makes no sense.
Offensive yards per play, Jeff, you ready for this one? This will make you sick. Offensive yards per play, 3.8. If your running back gave you 3.8 yards per play, you would be trying to find another running back.
Yeah.
That's bad.
That's really bad.
That's really bad.
On the flip side of this, you have the Las Vegas Raiders. And the thing about Vegas here is to me, they're in a mess, like the Browns are in a mess, but a different kind of mess, if that makes any sense. Let me explain. They started out losing to Jim Harbaugh's Chargers in Los Angeles in the first game of the season. It was 22-10. Okay, that's a loss. That's disappointing for them. It's nothing that's earth-shattering, right? Then they have to go to Baltimore for game number two. So you go on the road after losing to the first Harbaugh brother, and then you come back and you play the second Harbaugh brother, a good Baltimore team, on the road, and you win.
Mm-hmm.
The Raiders beat the Ravens 26-23 in Baltimore. And you think, all right, well, there they go. They've righted their ship. Antonio Pierce has them going in the right direction. This is looking good. Gardner Minshew's doing a pretty nice job at quarterback. Their defense, pretty solid, not bad. You put up 26 points against the Ravens' defense. And then they came home last week for their home opener against a Carolina team that had been so bad in the first two games that Dave Canales benches the number one overall pick, Bryce Young.
Yep.
His future there now in big jeopardy. Puts in Andy Dalton, and Andy Dalton shreds the Raider defense.
The Red Rifle.
Shreds it.
Yeah.
First guy in the league this year to throw for 300 yards and three touchdowns in the same game. Shreds them. Put up 36 points on the Raiders.
Which, by the way, that stat you gave is such a reflection of the modern NFL, or at least what we've seen of the NFL this season to this point, that you wouldn't even believe. That's insane.
The first guy to throw for 330 and three touchdowns? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like what happened to the passing game, yep. Because all of a sudden now that's not happening like it used to.
5 years ago, that was commonplace.
Oh, yeah.
Now, not as much. But anyway, yeah, this Raiders team
so,
is...
I mean, they're kind of befuddling because you would think they're bad, Dan, except they went to Baltimore and beat the Ravens.
Well, Gardner Minshew, like, as much as we all like to make fun of Gardner Minshew and Uncle Rico and all of that kind of stuff with him, like,
Gardner Minshew can play a little bit.
Gardner Minshew makes like 3 to 4 plays a game that you're like, whoa, look at you go. And then there's like 3 to 4 plays where you're like, whoa, you probably shouldn't be going anywhere. And so that's the thing of Gardner Minshew. He's got that air raid thought process in him where he'll take shots and he'll push the ball down the field. And he's a little bit more mobile than you think to keep you in these things. But the problem that the Raiders have is that their running game is...
It's inept.
It's crap. Like, that's really the best way to describe it. It's flat out crap. It doesn't work.
It's a harsh word.
It is a pointless play when they run the ball.
They're dead last in the NFL at 50 yards per game rushing. Dead last.
Horrible. You can find video. Ted Wynn does an awesome job.
And dead last by far. I mean, yeah. I think they're like 25 yards behind somebody else.
Ted Wynn does an awesome job doing breakdowns of all sorts of different teams, but he focuses on the Raiders. Does a really nice job with them. And he has a video out there of the Raiders trying to run a simple run play and the fact that their running back can't even like find the hole. Like, because there's one group is doing one thing, the other group is doing another thing, and none of it is working. And like, it just is so poor.
So what do the Browns have to do coming up on Sunday? I think it's real clear. You just have to let the running game be as bad as it's been. I'm not going to say you have to shut it down. What you have to deal with is Gardner Minshew throwing to Davante Adams and tight end Brock Bowers. Minshew, and here's, this is why this is a strange deal all the way around with the Raiders. You know, the win over Baltimore. Well, where'd that come from? After losing, losing to the Chargers, and then getting in the second game, you follow that up by getting smoked by Carolina. That's weird. This is weird.
Well, you know, Jeff, any given Sunday in the NFL.
Well, yeah, but Gardner Minshew is completing 74% of his passes on the season. Gardner's had some pretty good games. He's looked pretty good. Yet, in the last game against Carolina, he got benched. And Aiden O'Connell came in to play the rest of the game. And Antonio Pierce had to come out and say this week that Gardner Minshew is still our starting quarterback for a guy who's completed 74% of his passes so far. That, to me, was a little weird, Dano, because I don't think he's been the problem. Their running game's the problem. Minshew's thrown for, 214 yards last week against Carolina and didn't play the whole game. But the first two games, 276 and 257. Three touchdowns, three interceptions on the season. I don't think he's the problem. But he kind of became a focal point of what could be the problem when they took him out against Carolina.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Well, when your average depth of target is 6.2 yards, it basically tells you that Gardner Minshew has been doing nothing but checking down.
Well, maybe because he doesn't have a choice.
Yeah.
Because, and he's been sacked 11 times.
Right. So
the Browns could get after him.
Absolutely.
Perhaps.
Well, when you can't run the ball, it's typically an offensive line issue is the reason why you can't
exactly
run the ball.
Exactly right.
So, yeah.
Which means he's not getting enough time to throw the ball downfield as
exactly
much as he'd like. He can. He's got Devontae Adams. I mean, that helps.
Who is, I mean, gosh, those back tons shoulder
of
throws.
Tons of targets on for Devontae. Yeah, Devontae's getting a lot of targets.
I think Jacoby Myers is still even out there. He's a great deep ball catcher.
He is. He was good last game.
Yeah, great deep ball catcher.
And Bowers looks like the new tight end du jour in the NFL.
This offense should function for the Raiders, but it doesn't. And it's because that offensive line is so poor and they can't run the ball. And, I mean, gosh, when you're turning around and handing it to Alexander Mattison or, over and over.
Zamir White.
And those guys, it's just like...
They're not getting it done.
Yeah, it's not going to go forward. There's a reason why the Vikings moved off of Madison.
This is a game the Browns must win. Am I correct, Browns fans? I don't say that very often. You can't go to 1-3 and lose to a team that's averaging 50 yards a game on the ground, can you? I don't think so. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps here on the fan.